This is Jack Nicklaus
hitting out of a buried lie in the bunker. All right, another one.
Hey guys, and welcome to episode number 33 of the Teed Up Golf Podcast. I'm Q, and this week Benny and I have an absolute ripping young fella join us on the podcast. We have 23-year-old number 45 for the Geelong Cats, Brad Close. Now, Closey was picked up with number 14 in the 2019 rookie draft, and he is an absolute golf fanatic. I came across Brad's name as a golf fanatic when I was down at Drummond Golf in Geelong. I said to Laurent, who's the biggest golf nut at the Cats? I want to get one of the boys on. And he said, Brad Close. So I reached out, and here we are today having a chat with Brad. Brad grew up in Mount Gambier, just over there in South Australia, and he was picked up in the rookie draft, like I mentioned, and he's hit the ground running in the AFL. He's only been in the AFL for a couple of years, but it feels like, and the way that he plays, he's been around for a long, long time. He absolutely loves being down at the Cattery. He's been a member down at 13th Beach. Talks us through that. Talks us through some of the tracks he's played, all the boys that he plays with, who's the best, who's the worst player down at the Cats. Good chat, that stuff as well. He absolutely rails me at some point throughout this podcast, so I hope you all enjoy that. It's well deserved. But enough from me. Let's get over to young Brad.
Yeah, Brad Close, thanks so much for joining us on the Teed Up Golf Podcast, mate. It's been a long time coming. How are you going?
Yeah, no, good. Good to finally be here.
Absolutely, and we've been looking to get a Cats player on because Benny's a mad Catter, and I'm a grew up in Geelong. I don't go for Geelong, I'm a staunch North man, but you know it's an absolute pleasure to get an up and comer and a fellow long sleever on the potty and a golf enthusiast. So you tick all the boxes in my books, mate. So
yeah,
absolutely.
Golf enthusiast is probably the best way to say it.
Yeah,
not much more than that.
Well, you know, long sleeves, they just long sleeve wearers ooze class and skill. So that goes nicely into a golf game, in my opinion.
Might have to wear a footy Guernsey on the field, on the golf course, and it might help me out.
And take any gains you can. Now, Brad, obviously you're playing for the Cats and going well this year. You guys are sitting pretty nice inside the top eight, but, mate, we're here to talk about golf. And we like to warm the guest up with a few questions to just get them fired up. So give the listeners a bit of an insight as to who you are and what you do. So primarily a golf podcast. Whereabouts are you a member? Where do you play your golf down here?
Yeah, I'm a member at 13th Beach. In my first couple of weeks at the club, actually, I got taken down to the Vic Open down there. And I couldn't believe how nice the course is. And the boys, a few of us went down and signed up. So been a member there about 2.5 years. So loving it.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable setup down there. Like you've got two courses, three now at the par three course. So you're a bit sport for choice. And if you can't get on one, you can get on the other. And if you can't get on the other, you can get on the other. So
get on the par three, exactly.
It's pretty good.
No excuses.
Yeah, and what are you playing off? What's your handicap now?
I think my GA is 10.3. So
beautiful, can hit it.
I've sort of sat around that for a while now. Just need to keep grinding a bit.
Yeah, it is a bit of a grind.
That's good.
Who are the main guys you play with? So I know that a lot of the Cats boys are mad golfers, and I've seen a few of them down at driving ranges. I've seen Luke Dalhouse at a driving range, but I've seen him down.
Dal tries hard. He comes out. It's always a fun round with Dal. But yeah, besides that, Tommy Hawkins is obviously a member over at Bowen Heads. He's a different level than us. He's a bit better than us. But me, Jake Codjasny, Tommy Stewart, Zach Tui, Shawnee Higgins, the two Guthrie boys.
Yeah.
Plenty of boys to get out. Tommy Atkins to get out for a round. So,
yeah, beautiful.
And then there's a lot of young boys also trying to get into it. So, yeah, we'll have some good numbers down there soon, I'd say.
How good. It's a good connector. And it's, you can build some pretty good friendships out on the golf course and learn a lot about blokes too, especially, I guess, in an AFL sense with teammates. You can see what blokes are like under pressure. It's a different pressure golf. It's what you experience out on the G.
We're always playing for something. It's never just playing for fun. There's always something on the line, which makes it, even more fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Unreal. Who's the best? Well, you mentioned him. I know you did, but who's the best player, teammate you've got as a golfer?
Yeah, well, before Lockie Henderson finished up, it was probably him. So okay. I played a fair bit with him in the last couple of years, and he plays off around one or two. And I got to play with Tommy Hawkins a couple of weeks back, and I think he sits at around four or five. So at the minute, he's probably the best golfer at the club.
Yeah, he'd absolutely crunch it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, it's a very good ball. Long.
Such a unit. Yeah. I see him.
He is, yeah.
Same sometimes down at my local haunt, down the cafe down the road here in Highton, and he's a big unit. And I just imagine him standing over a pill. You nearly feel sorry for the ball. He's a big boy. But I'm the fullbacks who have to man him on a Saturday. Jesus. Who's the worst player at the Cats?
Oh, we did recovery day at Baoyang Par 3 just a couple of weeks back, and there's a few boys struggling hard there. Even when we're in the hub up in the Goldie, there was a few boys having a bit of a hack, but trying to think if we can put it on here without being too harsh with someone who hasn't played much.
How does Brandon Parfitt swing it?
I've seen only videos of Parf, haven't seen him in the action live, but
he's trying hard. But I'll name him. He's having a good year, so it won't hurt too much. So
back at Baoyang, he off the first, he put one on the green, and we turned around and said we picked every other bloke on the course who it could have been, and it turned out to be Parf. And then the next few holes followed of actual Parf, of actually finding the water at Baoyang. If you played Baoyang, you'll know it's impossible almost to find the little patch of water there. So He found that a few times.
Just for full clarity, Baoyang is a council-run par 3 course in smack bang in the middle of Geelong.
Where about 40-metre holes.
40-metre holes, and I've seen a 6-year-old shoot level par there, so a bit of work to do par. I'm sure a few of the other boys struggle as well. Now, mate, you're a Mount Gambier boy, so a SA boy. You're drafted to the Cats in the 2019 rookie draft, pick number 14, so real success story. You didn't get drafted straight out of the TSC Cup. You went and played a year in the Sandful. Tell us a bit about your junior career as a footballer, playing for North Gambier over there, and how you found yourself climbing through the ranks onto an AFL list.
Yeah, started off with North Gambier. Played all my juniors there, and was lucky enough to play some senior footy at the age of 15. Won a couple of flags. I think when I was 16 and 17, and then throughout that time played a few games with Glenelg and the Sandford at junior level, 16s and 18s as well, and then made the decision to move to Adelaide for university, and took it up with Glenelg there as well. Made my way through the reserves and then into the league team, and then won the flag in 2019. So it was a good couple of years with Glenelg, and then was lucky enough to be picked up in the rookie draft. So
absolutely. It's a different story coming through the rookie draft. Like a lot of the people you see in the media have gone through that, elite, not saying you weren't an elite junior, but that elite, highly touted early draft picks, and then they find themselves into one of the best teams. And having the first years that you had, so your first year at the Cats was that 2020 COVID year, and the Cats played off in the granny and got beaten by the Tigers. But like you won first year player. You're in that elusive club of first kick, first goal club, which is an amazing, amazing feat. You debuted over at Freo at Optus Oval, and had a bloody good game. I think you had 15, 16 disposals, kicked a couple. So, mate, talk us through what it's like going into an elite environment like the Cats. Like you've got Dangerfield, you've got Selwood, you've got Hawkins, you've got Jezza Cameron and all those guys who are, A graders. What's it like going into an environment like that from the SA NFL for Glenelg into that environment as a 20 year old? What was that like?
You're always pinching yourself. Like your first few days, you're sitting and having coffee with Paddy Dangerfield. Obviously, I grew up supporting the Crows, so Paddy was one of my sort of favourite players growing up. And to be sitting next to him, and the first few. Weeks, you sort of don't realise you're a player, you're a teammate of his, you're not just like a fan looking at him. So the way that you can go from being a fan of some of these players to actually being their teammates and getting to work with them, and then obviously we had Gary Ablett in my first year as well, so one of the best to ever play, to look at him training alongside you, it's pretty special.
Absolutely. And the role that you were playing, I guess coming in, you're almost trying to take Gaz's spot for that final year. Like you're almost competing for the same role in a sense, like that sort of mid-size small forward pushing up.
Yeah, that sort of was a disappointing bit. I sort of come in when Gaz headed back to Victoria during that COVID part, and then Gaz come back up and joined us in Queensland, and he kicked me back out. So didn't actually get to play with Gaz. I played a preseason game with him, but we sort of one in, one out. Oh, I'll cop getting dropped for the goat. That's right.
You can cop that. Pretty sweet. I'd be. Yeah, I got dropped. Sure. I got dropped for blokes who probably got dropped from the twos the week after. So when I was playing twos footy, so I wouldn't feel too
bad. Yeah, for sure. Well,
Brad, I just want to jump in. What was that COVID year like for you? Like you haven't played a first game. Like you haven't played your game yet in the bubble. What was it like?
Yeah, it was. it's sort of strange, but on a positive note, getting to like a new club with a lot of blokes you didn't really know that well, to head away with them for, oh, I can't even remember how long we were away, over 100 days. Like, it was a good way to meet people and yeah, get to know each other on a better level. And I think that was a positive thing for our club. We coped with the travel on that well, and we were able to play some good footy and made it to the grand final. Just weren't able to go one better, but able to play golf every few days at golf courses over in Perth and then in the Gold Coast, it was not the worst trip to be a part of.
I've always thought that, all the old blokes with kids and that back home would be like, oh, this is the worst. But I'm thinking like guys your age, which is how good. It's like a full-time footy trip with footy interrupting your holiday on the weekend.
Yeah, just train a little bit and then go hang out.
As well, what was your normal week like? What did it look like? How many times could you play golf? What's that look like?
Yeah. Oh, at the minute or during the...
Well, during the COVID year to start with. During the COVID, it like? Yeah, what's it like now?
Yeah, so during COVID, obviously, we're in Perth for a bit and we were locked up pretty much in Crown there for a couple of weeks, full quarantine. So we had a strip of grass, which was about 200 metres long, and we all had our wedges out just chipping and stuff on the grass, just something to do. And then once we got up to the Gold Coast, we're pretty lucky at Royal Pines there. They let us on the blue course out the back, sort of whenever we felt like it, because a lot of clubs were staying there. So we were heading out at least a couple of times a week just to get out. And it's a bit like now. We get a day off during the week off training. So we usually head out on our day off. And then sometimes a weekend hit if we can squeeze it in around a game, if we're not too fatigued or whatever. But at least once a week at the minute during training.
Take that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Now, guys, you may have noticed an extra episode per week in your feeds from us. That's right. We're now doing tap-in episodes, little updates every week on what's going on in the world of golf, what's going on in the world of the podcast. Benny's on the road from time to time, and just what's happening in general. We're just on for a chat to bring everyone up to speed what's happening in the world of golf. So make sure you smash subscribe so you don't miss out on our tap-in episodes. They're really cool. We'll be keeping you up to date through our socials as well. So that's teedup_golfpodcast on Instagram. We have Twitter. We have a Facebook page. So make sure you jump over there so you stay up to date with what's happening. We'll put whatever's happening with our guests as well. If they're playing on tour, if they're a sportsman from another field or whatever they are, we'll make sure you're up to date with what's going on in their world as well. So don't miss it. Make sure you smash subscribe, smash follow, stay up to date. We love you. Let's get back over to the podcast.
Now, mate, golf as a kid. I get away with it now with my work. No, golf as a kid. Brad, you grew up, as we mentioned, in Mount Gambier, which there's a couple of golf courses. I've played the Blue Lake Golf Course. I haven't played the other one. I'm not sure what that's called. I went there and I couldn't get on. But nice little track. Gets a bit cold, but nice little track. If you haven't been to Mount Gambier, it's actually a good little town to go on a golf trip or a little footy trip or something. If you're looking for something to do, go for a little stroll around the Blue Lake and hit a couple, one of the 48 pubs in the town. There's been a million pubs in that place.
There's lots,
corner, every single corner. But, mate, where did your golf journey start out? So when did you first pick up a club and when did you sort of fall in love with the game?
Yeah, I guess when I was growing up, I always would be having a hit with my old man's old clubs. He wasn't the most dedicated golfer or anything, but enjoyed it socially. Got my own sort of little set of clubs. And then sort of when I got in my teens, I finally got my own set of clubs and played a bit socially. But, yeah, sort of more when I moved to Adelaide and sort of with uni and then over to the Cats, I could sort of put more time into it when you got, a bit more time. And then finally when I got a fitting and sort of got into it a bit more and got some more clubs and, put the time in, I guess.
Absolutely. We're absolutely spoiled for choice down here. Like in Geelong, we've got X Golf, which we love the boys in at X Golf, Pete, Alex, and all the crew, Nick, and that in there. And then you've got about 40, I reckon 20 tracks within half an hour, 40 minutes that are all pristine. Like you're very hard pressed to find a bad track in Geelong. So you've moved to a pretty good part of the world to play your footy and play golf.
It's gotta help that you've got like 10 teammates that regularly play as well, surely.
Yeah, for sure. I think having someone sort of dragging you out, Tommy Atkins is good at it. We're always sort of post game, once the game's done, for the Sunday. We're thinking where are we playing, what time are we getting on. But yeah, it's a good way to get away from the footy as well. You know, you might have a bad game and it's good to get out and clear your head, or even midweek, it can't be the worst recovery walking 18 holes.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that.
The legs ticking. Yeah. Absolutely.
What was your first handicap, Brad?
So I think my first handicap was around 23. I got that just before we went away into the hub. So I got pretty lucky. We went in the hub and obviously there was no comp rounds to be played. So I was playing a couple of times a week, and then I come back to Mount Gambier at the end of that season and played my first comp, and I think I had 43 points, and all the local members weren't very happy with me. So I took my comp win, and it came down pretty quick after that.
Yeah, nice. And you've dropped what, 13 shots in a year and a half or 2 years, essentially?
Yeah, probably a couple of years, yeah.
Yep. That's pretty outstanding. Only the best players do that, mate. That is bloody outstanding.
Yeah, I need to get down the range and put some more work in. I'm not really playing like a 10 handicapper, but...
Do you get any lessons or anything? Do you see anyone in Geelong?
I haven't yet, but yeah, it's definitely on the radar. Definitely.
Yep. Shout out to Tyben Lawson at X Golf Geelong. Absolute miracle worker. I'm doing a bit of work with him in a minute, bro. Get in there and see Tyben. Yeah, nice. Fix you up. What's sort of next on the golf horizons? Have you got any golf trips planned? You boys are going away at the end of the year to go play any tracks? Like, surely you guys have a footy trip slash golf trip planned.
We've got a bye coming up in a couple of weeks, so I've sort of pushed a few boys and rounded up a group of, I think, eight of us. We're going over to Tassie, over to Barmbergle for Monday, Tuesday. So we're going to try and squeeze in as much golf in 2 days while we can, and hopefully it's not blowing too hard and the rain stays away and we can have a nice couple of days.
Absolute treat.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sounds like an absolute treat. Yeah, I'm
very jealous of that. I've never been there.
What was that? You haven't been there, Benny?
Never been to Barmbergle, no.
Man of your golfing stature around this region. Yeah, I haven't been to Boogle.
No, I've been normally too busy. We got, normally play about 35 events a year. And then when you get home, it's not like you want to travel to go and play socially.
Mate, you can take the Bendigo Pro-Am off and go to Barmbergle. everyone I've spoken about Barmbergle just said it's the best trip. So.
Yeah, I haven't been there either, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're going to have to organise a teared up flight over there, Benny, I reckon. Tyben does organise charters over there, so it's something we might have to do. But Brad, on every episode of the podcast, we go the guest fast five, so I'll spit five questions, all golf and footy related because you're a footballer, and just give us the first answer that comes to your head. So what is your dream four ball?
Anyone
you want in the world.
Anyone. You gotta have Tiger. Am I playing?
Yeah, you can.
You want? Yeah,
couple of boys are just sitting there and drinking cans and watching, so
you do. Yeah, that's also probably another option. let's see. Tiger. I'm a Puma footy man, so I'm gonna have Ricky Fowler in there. And we might chuck Bryson in there as well with me. Keep my Puma boys on my team.
That'd be a real good four ball. Three very different characters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and yourself, and you just stripe it.
Myself, and I'll just cruise around and make everyone else look good.
Yeah,
smart, just get tips off them.
Smart. That's it.
Free list.
Take a notebook.
New playing with pros. Now, Brad, what's the best thing that you have that goes into your golf bag? Everyone's got something they just love in their bag. What's yours?
I tell you, for 13th beach, if you don't have a thing of Mozzie spray, you're going to be in strife. So that saves you most days.
Yeah.
During summer when the Mozzies are on the lake out there, I tell you what, on the beach mostly, you get eaten alive.
Yeah. What's the best golf course you've ever had the pleasure of playing so far?
Probably Royal Adelaide was the best one I've played. Yeah, of course. So far, it's not bad.
Benny's a big fan of that.
It's a good golf course. It was a train track all the way through.
Yeah, the train track through it.
Yeah. Tough, it's a really tough course, that one.
Now, Brad, if you weren't a footballer, an elite level footballer, what would you be doing right now?
I was studying accounting. I'm still studying accounting and finance at uni. So I guess that's where I'd be. And
How do you juggle everything?
Yeah, I've dialed it right back. Just the one subject at the minute. I've got two full years of uni done in Adelaide, so I've only got a few more to tick off for the time being. But whether I'll go into that post footy, I'm not sure yet.
Don't do it.
Might just go and play golf around the world instead. Just be Benny's caddy, maybe.
We'll be fighting over that. We'll be fighting over that.
That sounds great.
Now, this is the question that divides listeners, divides guests. You're through nine holes down at middle of winter. It's blowing a gale down at 13th. You're playing on the beach course. It's just been a horrid day. You're starving. You didn't know brekkie. You and Axwoon were like, just trying to get out of the house as early as you can. Was it a pie or a sandwich at the halfway shop?
Oh, we've had a few nice chicken sangers down there. They do a good chicken sandwich, but me and Tommy Atkins, we've had a few theories, like either going well and had a sanger halfway and it's put us off our game because all we're thinking about is the sanger, or it can maybe turn you round as well. So I'm going to have to go with the chicken sanger, but the pies down there are pretty good as well.
Yeah. Okay. So you're a sanger man.
We played Port Arlington yesterday, and if you ever get down there, get a homemade sausage roll from they've got this little
halfway tucker
trailer. Homemade sausage roll out of there. The boys couldn't believe how good they were. So, anyone's down there, make sure you get a snag roll.
Great golf.
Yeah, it was good.
Love it down there. And mate, you survived the Fast Five, so well done. Congrats, you got through unscathed.
Made it through.
All good. Now, Brad, what's next, mate? Obviously, you know, you've 10 rounds into this year. You guys are tracking really well. So your golf game's in good order. You're getting it once a week. What's plans for you? So what, like short-term goals in terms of footy, golf and life?
Yeah, so obviously with footy, we've had a good stretch the last few weeks, putting some good games together, couple more until the bye, and then we can have a little week off for that nice little golf trip. Long-term footy, obviously, loving it at the Cats and hoping to stay as long as I can and hopefully win a premiership like we all want to.
Yeah.
Long-term golf, happy to keep playing as long as I can until handicap gets too high where it becomes probably unenjoyable, I guess. But now I can see myself in an old bloke going down for me 18 and two beers and then go home. So also looking forward to that post-footy.
Absolutely, mate. Well,
awesome.
You know, it's been a pleasure to get you on the podcast, mate, and get you. And you know, you're now a friend of the podcast, so Benny owes you a round of golf at your course, the course of your liking. Done. All part of the deal.
Unreal. Done.
That's easy. I've
been drinking that in. And also shout out to Big Dog Golf. They've offered our guests, Benny, any guests who come on our podcast, a custom head cover from Big Dog Golf. So they're locally manufactured head covers based out in Melbourne. So we'll put you in touch with them too, Brad. So shout out to Mark and the guys up at Big Dog. But mate, it's been a pleasure to have you on the potty, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, mate. I've got a quick question. I ran into Lauren down at Drummond. He just asked how you went on the weekend at GGC. He reckons your team had a good win, but how did you go?
Well,
undefeated all year.
Well, as I said to Lauren when I was in there putting his kid through school again this week. So, Lauren, you've just lost a good customer. But as I said to my teammates, I had sore shoulders because I'd carried them all year to the granny, and then I flopped. So yeah, I got beaten by an old man.
I
6-1.
That's the best thing that's happened on this podcast, I think.
Yeah, you just worry about making a cut big dollar. Yeah.
And that's a wrap for episode number 33 of the Teed Up Golf Podcast. What an absolute ripping young fella Brad Close is. Thanks so much to him for coming on. Absolutely smashed me at the end there, but well deserved. Got absolutely nailed by an old bloke down at Bowen Valley a couple of weeks ago. Now, everyone who has subscribed, thank you so much. If you haven't already, please smash the subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening on. It is a massive, massive help. I can't understate how much it means to Ben and I to have you guys subscribed and engaged with us. We absolutely love it. We've also got our Instagram page going, teedup_golfpodcast. Jump over there, start to date with what's going on. We have heaps of fun stuff going on there. We're up to updating everything that our guests are up to, everything that Benny's up to while he's overseas, anything that's going on out on course. Really exciting stuff happening with the podcast. So thank you. thank you, thank you to everyone who has got around us. But until next week, guys, swing hard and stay safe. Cheers.